Well, welcome in, everybody. Welcome to the Deep Dive Podcast. I'm Pastor Tim, leader of the Next Gen Students. I don't know why my camera is foggy, so let me try turning this off and turning it back on. Maybe. Can you see me? I don't know what's going on with my camera, but that's okay because most of you are probably listening and not watching, and that's all right. Speaking of which, if you are listening, I would love to know that I'm not alone. So go ahead and hop in the comments. I'd love to hear from you all. And also, as always, make sure you grab your Bible. All right, grab a Bible, a notebook, a pen. We are going to be continuing. I know last week we took the week off, and we're continuing through Daniel chapter 2. And I'm going to read the passage today. We'll kind of recap what we talked about last time. I'm going to read the passage today and then kind of show you some trustworthy sources, right? I actually mentioned this outside on youth on Wednesday last night. And I think it'd be a good idea to kind of show you how do you know if a resource that you're looking into is a credible resource? Is it reliable? Is it safe, right? Or is it a wolf in sheep's clothing? So today we are going to be in Daniel chapter 2, verse 24 to 30, okay? And as always, please, as you're listening, let me know that you're listening. Hop in the comments. Let me know you're joining me. Comment your thoughts, all that kind of stuff as we go through this, all right? It's always super fun for me to know that you all are listening. And also, we are Living Hope Church. You can visit us online at lhchg.org. And you can also support us. Maybe you've never done giving before. Maybe you've never been a tither or anything like that. We've got a church store. You can grab all your church merch, which is twofold. Number one, it's a great way to support our church by visiting that link right there, lhchg.org/shop. It's a great way to support our church financially, but at the same time, it's also a great way for you to wear stuff and people go, hey, like, what does that mean? Like, I'm wearing a He is Greater Than I shirt, right? Well, how many people think that says hecky? And they're like, what the heck is that? And it prompts people to ask you. And so, you know, whether it's a shirt or a hat or whatever it may be, or we just got some new stickers today, hot off the press from Sticker Mule, right? They're not a sponsor or anything like that, but that's where we ordered our stickers. Whatever it is, it might prompt people to ask you what that is. So it's a great way to support us. And we got some new merch. If you click this link right here, lhchd.org/ng shirt, we've got some new merch, a new shirt. And this is what it looks like right here. It looks super fancy. If you're listening, sorry, you can't see what's on the screen, but it's a super cool shirt. So hop over to our YouTube channel, follow us right there too. But that's the new NG shirt right there, looking super fly. You can be the coolest person in your friend group, and they could be like, what is that? So that's the hope. But as always, grab your Bible. I am reading from the CSB, Christian Standard Bible. We're going to be here after we do a recap, and then I'm going to kind of show you. Today's going to be very practical. I want to give you a tool today, all right? In terms of just, again, how do you know? Really, that's the question that we want to answer today is, how do you know whether or not a resource is safe? And I mean spiritually safe. How do you know whether or not something is a wolf in sheep's clothing, so to speak? And so we're going to look at some of that today, giving you a theology tool, so to speak. Okay. So again, thank you so much. If you are joining us, if you're listening later, we like to do swag giveaways, all that kind of stuff. Throw your name in the comments and your questions and concerns and all that stuff in the comments as well. We'd love to hear from you. Daniel chapter 2, 23 through 30. I'm actually going to take a step back real quick and look at where we were last week. So if you remember, not last week, 2 weeks ago, when we were together, we covered a big chunk, right? And what we did, I taught you guys a little tool. And that's really what this podcast is. It's really a way of me showing you different techniques of really studying the Bible for yourself, right? Without having to use a devotional. And really, if you use these tools, You should never need to buy a, you'll never need to buy a devotional book again. You can do your own devotions. I'm not saying that devotions are a bad thing. We use them on Sunday mornings and we do them all. And there's very gifted authors that God has blessed. But what happens if they go away, right? You need to be able to study the Bible for yourself. And how, like we're asking today, how do you know whether or not those resources are reliable? Okay. Again, another tool for us to be able to test what we are told. Okay. So let's just do a little bit of a recap. So last time we were together, we went through verses 1 through 23 in chapter 2. We went through the entire thing, and we're in a section called narrative. This is a story, right? This it's a real thing. It truly happened in history, but this is a story. This is something that that you would maybe see turned into a movie and that kind of thing. And probably, in fact, it has been turned into multiple movies. And so, sure, we could do the whole like, all right, let's look into the words. Let's dive into what the words mean, or let's dive into what the let's look into the history context and all that stuff. And we did, right? We started off with that a few weeks back when we first started with chapter 2. We started off with that. And then that last time we were together, I gave you a technique of understanding narrative. When you're reading a story, it's hard to really grasp what's being said because, again, this was written thousands of years ago. Culture and society has changed. It's also a different part of the world. And so it's really hard for us to relate, right? And I use that that ever so awesome quote that I will never forget from when I was in college. And it is, you don't actually know something until you can explain it to a four-year-old, right? And so what we did is we kind of went section by section. I really encourage you to go back and listen to this one. We went section by section and really summarized what we were reading, right? We tried to put the story in our own terms, and then we looked at the morals of the story, right? So I'll go ahead and just read you my summary from that, and I would love it if I got to hear your summary. But here's the summary. Early in King Nebi's reign, remember, we called him King Nebi because King Nebuchadnezzar is really, it's a long name, right? So King Nebi's reign, he had a troubling dream from God and asked all his wise men to help him because the dream made him anxious. Some of the wise men asked what the dream was, but the king told them that he wanted them to tell him what the dream was and what it meant, or they'd die. If they could, they'd be rewarded. They asked again for him to tell them the dream because what he was asking was impossible unless you were a god. But King Nebi thought they'd try and trick him, and that made him angry. He got so angry that he ordered all the wise men in Babylon, including Daniel and his friends, to be killed. Daniel politely asked the captain of the guard why this was happening. And when he heard the story, he went and asked the king if he could have time to interpret the dream for him. He asked his friends to ask God for help with understanding the dream and what it meant, and God helped them. Daniel was so thankful that before going back to the king, he praised and thanked God for giving him wisdom and understanding. Right? So that was our summary, right? That's how I summarized how I put verses 1 through 23 in my own words, right? To just try and get an idea, a better understanding of really what's going on. And we just kind of took it a few verses at a time and thought, okay, how would I summarize this so that way a younger audience would understand? And sometimes you might have to do some research in order to do that, right? If you come across a term that you don't really understand, you might have to do that, right? You might have to go look into what that is. And thankfully, we've already looked at some tools that help us do that, right? Blue Letter Bible, commentaries, atlases, all those kinds of things. Can help you understand what it meant. Because remember, it was written to someone for us. So if it didn't mean it for them, it can't mean it for us. We apply the truth differently, but the truth remains the same. Okay. Our application is what changes. So we looked at the story. Okay. And then we did some interpretation. And so our interpretations were, apart from the true God, we can't truly have wisdom and understanding to interpret God's message. Right? Clearly, this is something that God had to be a part of. How we respond to people in times of persecution is important. Remember, Daniel politely responded to the captain of the guard, even when his own life was at risk. Okay, that's a big deal. How we respond to people during times of persecution is important. Also, we need God's help And it's important in big moments to join together in asking for it. He asked his friends to beseech God on his behalf, right? And we see other people from cover to cover in the Bible doing this, where Esther asks the entire nation to fast and pray, right? Peter and Paul asking people to pray, right? And so we join together in big moments, and maybe even in the small moments too, I would say, asking God for his help, and then we trust that he will. That's the other big part, is we pray expectantly. We pray expecting God to do something. And then lastly, we praise God for his gifts before we use them. And that actually flows into our application. So those are the interpretations. Those are the truths. You can't change them. That's what the truth of this was for the first readers. Okay. Now, what is it? How do we apply that to our life today in the 21st century? First thing, if you want to understand God's word, you need to have God in your life. Remember, this dream was from God. Okay, even though it went to Nebuchadnezzar, it was from God. And so if you want to understand God's word, you need to have God in your life, right? You can read God's word, but it won't impact your life. That's one of the roles of the Holy Spirit. And you need to ask him for help, and you need to trust that he will. If you are asking God for help, pray faithfully, having faith that God can, which we'll come across this phrase, God can and will respond, right? Another application, be careful how you respond to and approach non-believers. And then lastly, praise God for his gifts before you use them. The very last section of Daniel that we read last time is all him praising God for giving him the gift of being able to interpret the dream before he went back to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, that's really important. Before he went and flaunted the gift and all that kind of stuff, he made sure to stop and thank God for the gift before he even used it, right? That's really important. So that's where we were last time. And again, today we're going to be, just like you can see in the title right there, we're going to be in Daniel chapter 2, 24 through 30. Okay, now this is a long chapter. Okay, the chapter 2 has 49 verses in it. Okay, so we're going to be here for a minute. All right, and that's okay. That's why we're doing a deep dive. Okay, so as always, what I want you to do is got your notebook right by your side, ready to go. I've got my beautiful semi-cloth NG notebook or whatever. I have my Sharpie pen or whatever your tool of choice is. Okay, and I've got my Bible open. And what I'm going to write up here at the top is the passage that we're in. So I'm going to write Daniel 2 verses 24 through 30. And then the first thing that we're going to do, as always, is observation. I'm just going to write down things that stand out to me. And just like we talked about last night, I'm also going to put the date because I'm weird like that. But that's okay. You don't have to do that. As we talked about last night, we're just observing. There's no pressure to understand what is being said right here. You can write down words that stand out, phrases that stand out. Maybe you start to feel like you might understand the meaning. Maybe you write down questions. You don't really know what something is. That's what we're going to be doing in this first read through. And we're going to read it through a couple of times, right? We're going to pass over it a few times just to really get what we can. You don't open your eyes for 2 seconds to look at the Grand Canyon. You take some time, right? And you observe a lot of it. And you think about what you're looking at. Same thing here. We're going to try and do that with Daniel chapter 2, verse 24 through 30. But as we just said, you can't understand God's word without God's help. And we have to pray and ask for his help. So we're going to do that before we get into this. Let me pray, and then we'll get into our deep dive for this week. Father, we thank you for the chance to study your word. We know that that's rare in this world today. In a lot of the areas of the world that are having to hide their Bibles or worship you and study your word in secret. God, I just ask that we wouldn't waste this opportunity, that we would crave your word and be excited about it. God, I thank you so much for stories like Daniel that we can relate to, especially those teenagers that are listening to this podcast, because Daniel was a teenager. And this shows us that there's no excuse, because it's not, as we've already learned, it's not us doing this. It's you working through us. And we thank you. And I just ask that you would give us willing hearts. So speak to us now. Show us something new from your word. Teach us what you want us to learn. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, remember, I am not studying the Bible for you. I'm studying the Bible with you. So I want you to write down your observations. I want you to write down what God has stand out to you. I'll tell you what I'm writing down. And if you need to start there and you write down what I write down to get the hang of it, that's fine. But the challenge is, man, what is God teaching you, right? Because there's something that he wants you to learn. And hey, throw it in the comments for all of us. I would love it if we could all see that, okay? So here we go. Daniel chapter 2, starting in verse 24. Remember, right before this, he praised God and thanked him. Okay? Therefore, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had assigned to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He came and said to him, "Don't destroy the wise men of Babylon. Bring me before the king, and I will give him the interpretation." That stands out to me. I will give him. I will give him the interpretation. That was verse, just that word give stands out. Verse 24. It doesn't say tell. It doesn't say I will tell him. It says I will give him. It's really neat. Then Arioch quickly brought Daniel before the king and said to him, "I have found a young man among the Judean exiles who can let the king know the interpretation." The king said in reply to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, that was the name that was given to him, okay? "Are you able to tell me the dream I had and its interpretation?" Okay, there we go. He's asking for two things. That stands out to me. The king asks again for the dream and interpretation. So the same rules are applying to Daniel that they were to the other wise men. Verse 27, Daniel answered the king, "No wise man, medium, magician, or diviner is able to make known to the king the mystery he asked about." I love that word mystery. In verse 27. Okay. And then before I get too far into this, let's see here. That was verse 26. I want to make sure I'm keeping track of the verses. All right. Oh, I love this. "But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has let King Nebuchadnezzar know what will happen in the last days. Your dream and the visions that came into your mind as you lay in bed were these. Your majesty, while you were in your bed, thoughts came to your mind about what will happen in the future. The revealer of mysteries has let you know what will happen." Ooh, that, I love that. Verse 29, revealer of mysteries. What a cool name. Verse 30, "As for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have more wisdom than anyone living, but in order that the interpretation might be made known to the king, and that you may understand the thoughts of your mind." What a great passage. And this is the reason why I want to spend some time today showing you how to know whether or not something is trustworthy. How do you know whether or not a resource is reliable? So I'm going to read it again. Okay. We're going to go back through this. All right. Just these verses, write down anything that stands out to you. I'll try and read it a little bit faster this time. Okay. Starting in verse 24, "Therefore Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had assigned to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He came and said to him, 'Don't destroy the wise men of Babylon. Bring me before the king and I will give him the interpretation.' Then Arioch quickly brought Daniel," that word quickly stands out. Again, I don't know why. In verse 25. Just that sense of urgency. "I have found a man among the Judean exiles who can let the king know the interpretation. The king said in reply to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Are you able to tell me the dream I had and its interpretation?" Daniel answered the king, "No wise man, medium, magician, or diviner is able to make known to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. And he has let a God who reveals mysteries." I'm going to write that down. Just that verse. I love that. There is a God, capital G, in heaven who reveals mysteries. And to me, I read that verse and it comforts me because I know that God is the same now as he was back then. And he has let the king, he has let King Nebuchadnezzar know what will happen in the last days. Your dream and the visions that came into your mind as you lay in bed were these. Your majesty, while you were in your bed, thoughts came to your mind about what will happen in the future. That word future stands out. It's verse 29. The revealer of mysteries has let you know what will happen. As for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have more wisdom than anyone living, but in order that the interpretation might be made known to the king, and that you may understand the thoughts of your mind. Okay. Man, I could keep writing stuff down. And remember, this is just the observation stage. And we see a lot of words repeated throughout the book of Daniel, like those words understanding, those words wisdom, those words know, knowledge. Those are all over the place so far. But I want to focus some attention on verses 27 and 28. Okay. And I'm going to use this. Okay. Now, remember, we're going to move beyond observation and we're going to look into interpretation. Okay, but for the remainder of this podcast, what I would like to do is I would like to show you how do I go about finding some resources. Okay, so one of the verses, those verses that stands out to me is verses 27 and 28, where it talks about how first off, Daniel is very clear that it's not him interpreting this dream. It is God that's giving the interpretation. It's God that's revealing mysteries. And he is the God that reveals mysteries, all of those great truths, right? But maybe I want to look into that. Maybe I want to understand that a little better. So if you look into Blue Letter Bible, I'm not saying that the Blue Letter Bible is the ultimate resource and it's going to answer every question, right? But if we want to look beyond that, we want to maybe see what, maybe like listen to a sermon from a pastor that has preached on Daniel, or maybe something else, right? Or maybe we want to look into an article. We want to read an article about this. Well, how do I know whether or not a resource is reliable? Okay, it's safe spiritually, all right? So here's what you can do. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, okay? Let's just, you know what? We're just going to share. We're going to share not just the whole tab. I want to share this thing right here. Yeah, we're going to share this right here. All right, you should be able to see everything now. Infinite Timmy. Whoa, look at that. Okay, now we're going to go to a new tab. All right, now here's what you can do. We can go Daniel 2, verse 27 and 28 sermon. And I could just straight Google this, right? Now, here's a couple of things that are going to come up, right? So we're starting very elementary, and I've just typed in Daniel 2, 27, 28 sermon, right? Now, you'll see this AI overview. Here's my first warning to you. Step one of Bible study, don't trust AI to do your Bible study and to give you your Bible answers. And the answer at the top is given to you by AI. And here's why. There are many religions that believe that Daniel is a real person. There are many religions that believe that Jesus was a real person. And there's all kinds of different beliefs that are mixing up. And so here's what AI is going to do. AI is just going to scour the internet in an instant and compile everything that it finds. So this might not be very reliable. And it's going to have all these little links off to the side where it's getting all this stuff, okay? Is it all wrong? No, not necessarily. But if I'm looking for a resource right away, this is not it. Okay. So just again, be very warned. AI is not a Bible study tool. Be very careful. And in fact, I would say just don't. Okay. Don't do it. All right. But again, we're looking for a sermon, right? And so you'll see as we go down the list, okay, insights from Tom, okay, whatever this is, Daniel 2, 27, 28, give God the credit, okay, Daniel and the King's Dream, a sermon for whatever. So we got mysonginthenight.com, Thomas Road Baptist Church, Logos Sermons, Bible Hub, right? And so my Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church, grace to you, right? So those are all like the web pages that we have, but then we also have these videos right here, right? And we've got a lot. We have Sermon Daniel 2 from whoever Tom Slager is, right? Now here's the temptation. My temptation is I could just click on this. I can listen to it. They're probably going to be reading. Obviously, they're going to be reading the same passage as us, right? But here's what I want to do. Like, let's just say I'm going to go back to all. And let's say I want to pick Thomas Road, you know, Daniel 2, but God, here's a sermon. Okay, so I'm going to click on this one, right? And it's going to load the video. Now, again, this sermon is called But God, right? So you can already see what observation stood out to him. That's the beginning of verse 28. But God, there is a God that reveals mysteries, right? So again, I can read the transcript right here, right? I can look at the sermon notes. I can see all of the tags that are down here. But how do I know that this is a reliable source? How do I know that this is safe? And this is actually, you know what? We're going to do this. I'm going to go back here. I've opened this in another tab. I'm going to open a video. Sure. This is from Skip Heitzig. Okay. From Calvary Church with Skip Heitzig. Okay. So a couple of things that we could do. This is a sermon. So I want to make sure before I start listening to this thing that this is reliable. So I'm going to click into what this church is. And here's the thing. They got a website right here, Calvary Church with Skip Heitzig. So I'm going to click on that. Same thing. I clicked into here and I've got this Thomas Road on demand. Okay. Right. So I've got both of these churches. All right. Now, how do I know that these churches are preaching the right stuff? Because again, there's a lot of people that will preach a lot of weird things. Okay. Most every church is going to have what is called a doctrinal statement. And that is a statement of doctrine that they believe. Doctrine would be the teachings or truths that they hold to as a church. And here's my other warning. If you cannot find a doctrinal statement, that is a red flag. Does it mean that that church is full of heretics? No, maybe they just didn't have a good web designer and they didn't get that put on their website, whatever, right? But I will say that if you cannot verify what they believe, be very careful, okay? And so that's what we're going to do right now, all right? I haven't looked at these churches before. I just want to make sure that what they're believing is true. And by the way, this is also a great tool on if you graduate high school and you go off to pick a church. Here's what's going to be really easy. You're going to look at this website and you're like, oh man, look at those. There's so many people and they've got a big stage and a cool worship team and young people and they're dancing around and look at their branding is so cool. Look at this awesome picture. Don't judge a book by its cover. Be very careful. You want to understand what's going on with the engine and not what's happening with the paint job. Okay. The engine's more important because that's what's going to keep you running. So let's see if we can find this. So I'm going to go over about, we got teachings right here about connect. So this is like, okay, the groups that they've got, their different locations, the different ministries that they have. You can give how to know God. Okay. So let's go to about here. We got vision, team, music, our campus, schools, store, questions. Let's go to, I mean, I guess the closest thing would be vision, unless it's in the very bottom of their website. Maybe their footer has that information for us. And I don't see it down here. So we're going to go to about, and we're going to go to vision. Okay, let's see. Culture axioms. Okay, that's kind of heading in the right direction, maybe. We are a fellowship of believers who pursue the God who passionately pursues a lost world. We do this by connecting with one another through worship, by the word, to the world. Okay, cool. So let's look at this. Like, I could agree on that. All right, cool. Love the past, live the future. We celebrate what God has done to prepare us for what God is doing. Sounds good so far. Okay. But you know what? What I'm looking for, right, more than a song, okay, that's probably talking about worship, that kind of thing. Culture of honor, risk it all, generosity multiplies capacity. But here's the thing. You know what? I'm getting red flags because so far, oh, here we go. Oh, look at this. Perfect. Beliefs right there. Here we go. Now, this is their doctrinal statement. This is what they believe, they claim to believe as a church. Does this mean that everybody at this church believes these things? Not necessarily, because not everybody is going to be as forward-thinking as you to look into what they believe, okay? But most of the time, this is what the pastor that you're about to listen to is preaching from, okay? So what we believe at Calvary Church, we believe that there is one living and true God. That is important. Eternally existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in power and glory. This triune God created all, upholds all, and governs all according to his, to the purpose of his will. Sounds good, right? I see that they believe in the Trinity. I don't see that they're saying that the Son, that Jesus is not God, right? Now, if this said there is one living God and living and true God, eternally existing, and the who created the sun, right? Red flag. We don't want that, right? And they actually break down who this, what this is, what's going on here as well. Okay, so God the Father. We believe that God is essentially spirit, personal, transcendent, sovereign, life, love, truth, almighty, timelessly eternal, unchangeable, wise, just, holy, relational, pure actuality, dynamic, infallible in all things, including his foreknowledge of all future decisions and events. We believe that God the Father concerns himself mercifully in the affairs of men, that he hears and answers prayer, and that he saves from sin and death all who come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. All of that sounds good. And again, how do you know what to believe? Right? Well, go to our church. You can go to our church and even our church. In fact, I'll go to our church right now. If you go to lhchc.org, you can do the same thing. You go to About Us and you go to Our Beliefs. A little bit easier to find. The vision is typically what they believe that they are called to do as a church, what the goals that they believe God has given them. The beliefs are the foundation that they're built on. And here's ours. Ours is based off of the Southern Baptist Convention. Baptist faith and message. Okay, so you can read more about that, and we break down all of our stuff right here on our on our website right here. Okay, so going back to here, a couple of things that I personally look at. First and foremost, the first thing I look at obviously is their theology of God Himself. If they say anything about Jesus being created, that is a no. Jesus is eternal. John chapter 1 and other passages in scripture make it very clear. If it says anything about his death on the cross being spiritual and not actual or whatever it may be, I want to make sure that what they believe about God is spot on. Okay. So God the Son, Jesus, we believe in Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead. That's just what they mean is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, not second in ranking. God's only begotten Son, the promised Messiah, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Okay. We believe in his virgin birth, sinless life, important miracles, teachings, bodily resurrection. That word bodily is important because it wasn't a spiritual resurrection. He really ascended. Ascension into heaven, perpetual intercession for his people, and personal visible return to earth. Sounds good. We believe that Jesus Christ is fully God and fully human. That's important. That's really, really important, actually. Okay. Possessing two distinct natures, which are co-joined in one person, and that he provided for the atonement of our sins by his Vicarious substitutionary death on the cross. It's really happened. If you're like, what's vicarious? Grab a dictionary. Okay. Okay. So all that sounds good so far. All right. Now let's look at the Holy Spirit. And this is where you'll see a lot of variation, especially if you get into Pentecostal and holiness church movements. They'll say some very interesting things about the Holy Spirit. If you ever see a second baptism or baptism by fire, or we believe that spirit, that you're, you know, that your salvation is evidenced by speaking in tongues or whatever it may be, red flags. Okay. But let's look at what they say about the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, who came forth from the Father and Son to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and to regenerate, sanctify, and empower all who believe in Jesus Christ for ministry. We believe that the Holy Spirit indwells every believer in Jesus Christ, and that he is an abiding helper, teacher, and guide. Very biblical. Great. We believe in the present ministry of the Holy Spirit and in the exercise of all the biblical gifts of the Holy Spirit to be employed within spiritual guidelines. We believe that love is more important than the most spectacular gifts, and without this love, all exercise of spiritual gifts is worthless. Okay, so all that sounds great. Okay, I would also look at what they believe about salvation. Okay, so we can see what they believe about the church here, about humanity. This is, you know, you're going to be looking to see if they believe, that, you know, we're sinful from birth, right? That we have original sin. There's no such thing as a perfect person, creation. Cool. This is going to talk about that. What they believe about scripture. You want to see in here that it is fully inspired and without error. Look at that. Fully inspired without error in its original manuscripts. Look at that. An infallible rule of faith and practice. That's really important. Okay. Because it is. And a lot of people, a lot of churches might have some weird stuff on there. Okay. And then what they have to say about salvation, which we've already seen appear by putting faith in Jesus. Okay. Right here, we believe that God the Father concerns himself mercifully in the affairs of men, that he hears and answers prayers, and that he saves from sin and death all who come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, this is all good, right? All good beliefs so far. We haven't seen anything that red flags. Now, here's the only thing that I personally would want to see. Okay. All of this looks great. However, especially for you, what's really helpful when you're looking at doctrinal statements and stuff like that, right? Is if there is scripture attached to the beliefs, right? Now for ours, you'll see kind of a quick breakdown. And this is because this is a summary of this big link right here, the Baptist Faith and Message. And this is going to include all kinds of scripture right here, right? Look at that. Bam. We've got all the scriptures right there. This is what you're wanting to see, because this shows you that they're not getting their beliefs out of thin air or out of their own opinion. Okay. They're getting their beliefs from scripture. So they believe this about the Bible, and this is why. Okay. They believe this about, we believe this about God, and this is why. We believe this about Jesus, and this is why. Right. So that's really important. Okay. When you're looking at these beliefs. But this is pretty good. If you ever understand what you're looking at, that kind of thing. If you get confused, again, never do this in isolation. Always reach out and ask questions or do your own research to see what those things are. However, I will say, just for me personally, this right here off of our website, the SBC Baptist Faith and Message, is very, very theologically strong. And you can always go here to get a good baseline. And again, our website has like a condensed version of that. And then obviously, if you want more in depth, you may view our full confession of faith by visiting that right there. Okay. And this is lhchd.org/our-beliefs. Okay. Very easy to find. All right. Let's look at this second one right here. Thomas Road on Demand. So I'm going to try and find their beliefs. Let's see. Sermon series, worship services, resources. Nope. Ministries, events, legacy, trbc.org. Don't see anything here. Let's go to their actual website. I'm going to click on tbc.org. Because this looks like on demand. This looks like where you just go to their live services. We have one of those at our church too, right? But here we go. Thomas Road Baptist Church. About us, beliefs. Perfect. I know exactly where they are. And I can read just like we did earlier. The Trinity, God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, creation. I can read through all of these to make sure that they're true. And again, if I get stuck or I'm not really sure, I can go back to our beliefs right here, Baptist Faith and Message. Or here's the big thing. The more you study God's word itself, the more you will understand what those beliefs are. And look at this. They even have marriage and family. This is another really important one to look for. We affirm that marriage is designed and instituted by God to unite one natural born man and one natural born woman in a lifetime covenant or promise with him and each other. Capital hymns. This is talking about God. It exists to foster holy, intimate championship or companionship, to serve as an illustration of the relationship between Jesus and his church, and to have and raise children in faith. Okay. So far we have found a couple of resources that might have some more insight into what we're actually seeing. Okay. So we did some diving into this video here, right? We looked at the church that this is coming from, found their beliefs. Everything looks pretty good. It's just, it doesn't include the scripture where those things are coming from, but I know that I can go here and I can verify whether or not those things are good. And if I want to learn a little bit more where these statements are coming from, then I can maybe look into that Baptist Faith and Message thing right here, right? That big old massive chunk thing right there. And you look, you can even print this out and keep it on your phone, which I would highly encourage. All right. And then we've also found this one. And what's great about this one is here's some actual text, right? So this actually has notes that I can read through on this passage here. But here's the big takeaway. What we have done is we have identified a spot in our Bible study that really stands out to us, right? We found something that really just struck our heart, and we want to read more into it. We want to hear what some pastor had to say about it. We would love to hear a sermon maybe on that passage, right? And we found some, right? It wasn't hard. We found a lot, actually. And then we looked into those different beliefs to see if they were trustworthy, and come to find out that they are. Now, here's the other thing to be aware of. When you are listening to the sermon, stay alert. That's what the Bible would say, right? Stay alert as you are even listening to these things, because like I said, just because that's their statement of faith doesn't mean that that's going to be what 100% of them believe and even preach sometimes, right? They might have a guest preacher that you're listening to or whatever it may be. So always stay alert. And remember, the Holy Spirit's job is to illuminate things to you, but he warns us and he teaches us. So if you're listening to a sermon and you hear something, you're like, really? I don't know about that. Well, just like you're doing right here, write it down and look into it. Maybe you can look into more of who this person is, right? So who is Skip Heitzig? All right, go beyond just the actual church itself to see who that guy is, right? And maybe he's written some books, and you read a book and it's like, oh, why the Holy Spirit's not real? A great book. And you're like, whoa, that doesn't sound good, right? So again, just remaining aware that just because it's a person in a suit from a really big church doesn't mean they're always going to tell the truth about what they believe. And be ready to test what you are told, right? Test what you read, test what you are hearing in sermons, right? And the Bible itself would tell you to do that. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. It prompts us. This is Paul writing to the church in Thessalonica. All right. And it says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, right? Test everything. If you have NIV, it says, test them all, hold on to what is good, right? So that's really important. When we are doing our Bible study, if we get confused, you can't just trust everything right away. Okay. And also understand, too, that different Bible translations translate things differently, right? Like, for example, I read from the CSB today, but I preach from an ESV, and there's the message, and what is the message, right? And what's NLT and all these kinds of things. And so maybe we'll do a dive next week into what the different translations mean. We've actually done a podcast before, which I'll link somewhere around here or whatever, maybe up there or something like that, on what different translations are. And I will tell you this, it's really great to remember it's translated from original languages, right? That were Greek and Hebrew and all this kind of stuff. And so it wasn't originally written in English. And so looking at multiple translations and then diving into that with like Blue Letter Bible can really help you understand what was the original context of what we were reading. Okay. So use that tool. I highly encourage you. Go ahead. Try and do this yourself. Don't just use the ones that I found, but maybe try this yourself. Look up a sermon on Daniel chapter 2, verses 27 and 28, and see what you learn, right? And write down the observations and things that stand out even when you're listening to that sermon, and then go and test what you're told, right? Go look into it for yourself, read a commentary, whatever it may be. Because again, that's what's really going to give you the fullest Bible study. And it's really going to equip you to be able to listen while being aware of what you're hearing as you hear these Bible scholars and pastors and things like that communicate God's word. Don't ever just take everything at face value, okay? Just like you do your own deep dive in scripture, also do a deep dive in what other people are telling you about the Bible too, including me, okay? Including me. When I tell you stuff, always test what you're told, especially if the Holy Spirit's saying, oh, a little red flag is raising. You might want to look into that, okay? But as always, thank you so much for joining us. This is the Deep Dive Podcast. I hope that this has been equipping to you. I hope that this is giving you a great tool for your Bible study. Remember to join us every Thursday at 4:00. Don't forget to follow our newsletter as well. As I always link the previous month's podcasts in that newsletter, and you can go to lhchd.org/ng newsletter. Okay. And that is a great resource because again, it goes beyond just information, and it actually gives you tools. So it'll talk about what we're learning, but then I also give you projects and different tools to deepen the learning when you're at home, to really get the most out of it. So again, just trying to give as many resources to you as I can to make sure that you can study God's word faithfully and honestly be able to confidently at the end of the day say, you know what, I feel like I understand what this passage is saying, and I understand how to apply those truths from that in my own life. All right. So thank you again for joining us. Don't forget to go check out that new shirt, the lhchd.org/ng shirt. We might be doing a giveaway of one of those here soon. But as always, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Pastor Tim. This is Living Hope Church's podcast, the LHC podcast, and more specifically, the NG podcast, where we talk to the next generation about being the next generation. I am Pastor Tim. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Hope to see you this weekend. And we'll catch you later.